famed physicist Stephen Hawking rushed to hospital. Harrison Ford drafted to aid General Aviation PR program. And the hero of the Hudson returns to the Air Force Academy. This is Aero News. I'm Phyllis Kay. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, April 21st, 2009. As of our deadline, famed physicist, author, and zero-G flyer Stephen Hawking is in the hospital after his medical condition worsened. Hawking, a professor at Cambridge University, was reportedly at work when he was taken to the hospital by ambulance. The 67-year-old Hawking is world-renowned for his studies and teachings on physics and is most widely associated with his book, A Brief History of Time. He's been wheelchair-bound for decades, and he suffers from ALS, more commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease, which usually kills within a few years of diagnosis. Hawking was diagnosed over 40 years ago. Despite near-complete paralysis, Hawking is a visionary and already a veteran of zero-G flight. ANN readers will remember our exclusive pictures and coverage from Hawking's momentous flights with the Zero-G Corporation. Hawking's zero-G adventure was inspired by curiosity. He commented, quote, "As someone who has studied gravity and black holes all of my life, I'm excited to experience firsthand weightlessness and a zero-gravity environment." ANN will monitor this story closely and report any changes. Follow the updates on our website at aero-news.net. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has enlisted pilot actor Harrison Ford to make general aviation more publicly visible and acceptable to the public at large. General aviation is an economic engine that pumps $150 billion into the United States economy each year. In local communities, it brings outside business in and lets local businesses extend their reach. It provides more than 1 million jobs nationwide. It also provides services to all Americans through law enforcement, medevac, and other emergency services operations, as well as aiding in disaster relief. These facts are well known to those involved in aviation, but outside the industry, it's a message that still falls on deaf ears. General aviation faces acute challenges from several directions, which could cause much, if not all, of that economic activity to dry up. The AOPA is hoping to prevent that from happening and recently launched one of the largest campaigns in its 70-year history. The campaign is called General Aviation Serves America. Harrison Ford brought great visibility to the EAA's Young Eagles program and Cessna's amazing Special Olympics airlift. He will be seen on the campaign with people telling their stories about what general aviation means to their communities and to their businesses. Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger, who saved U.S. Airways Flight 1549 with a heroic water landing in January, returned to the roots of his aviation career. Captain Sullenberger visited the Air Force Academy this past Wednesday to accept the 2009 Colonel James Jabara Award for Airmanship. The ceremony on the Academy's terrazzo included a pass and review of 4,400 cadets. During his two-day return to the Academy, Captain Sullenberger, a 1973 graduate, made a visit to his old cadet Squadron 18, held a question and answer assembly with cadets, and took a glider for a flight. Captain Sullenberger and his crew with 155 people aboard Flight 1549 earned international acclaim on January 15th when they collectively put their emergency evacuation skills to the test. Almost immediately after takeoff from New York's LaGuardia Airport, the Airbus 320 that Captain Sullenberger piloted lost power in both engines after striking a flock of birds. Up next on ANN, machinists approve new contract with Lockheed Martin. Flybe takes delivery of its 50th Q400. And Southwest CEO Kelly volunteers for pay cut. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in.
Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 21st. I'm Phyllis Kay. In a vote held Sunday afternoon in Fort Worth, Texas, members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, District 776, ratified a new labor agreement with Lockheed Martin Aeronautics. The new agreement is effective from yesterday until April 22, 2012, and covers three IAM bargaining units: production and maintenance employees, firefighters and nurses, and includes Lockheed Martin employees in Fort Worth, at Edwards Air Force Base, California, and at Naval Air Station Patuxent River, Maryland. In brief remarks to IAM members over the weekend, the union's negotiating committee called the then-tentative agreement, quote, fair and equitable, and urged members to turn out for Sunday's vote. Ratifying the new contract at this time will allow Lockheed Martin to continue operations uninterrupted as it works to accelerate production of early versions of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter for flight testing. UK airline Flybe has taken delivery of its 50th Q400 airliner. The aircraft is equipped with the 1,000th installation of Ultra Electronics Active Noise Control System, which is called the Active Noise and Vibration Suppression System on Q400 and other Bombardier Q-series aircraft. Since the introduction of the ANVS system to Bombardier's Dash 8 aircraft in 1996, the aircraft have been known as Q-series airliners, the Q meaning quiet. Flybe, previously known as British European, placed an initial order for four Q400 airliners in March 1999. Subsequent orders were announced in 2003, 2005, and 2007. This makes Flybe the largest operator of this type of aircraft. Flybe operates 190 routes in 13 countries and carried 7.5 million passengers in 2008. The Active Noise and Vibration Suppression System is the product of a program by Bombardier Aerospace that began in 1988 to find a solution for the noise and vibration concerns in turboprops. Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly is taking a voluntary cut in his salary. A proxy statement drafted for Southwest Airlines annual meeting of shareholders and submitted to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission provided details of compensation given its executive officers, including Kelly's pay cut. In part, the statement said, quote, "Given the company's actual first quarter 2009 results, Mr. Kelly himself elected to voluntarily reduce his base salary by 10%, effective April 1, 2009, and until such time as the company's quarterly results improve." The statement said Kelly was given a raise last July, quote, "in recognition of the significantly increased responsibilities associated with his election as chairman of the board and acceptance of the additional role of president." The timing of the disclosure, which was filed with the SEC last Friday, followed close on the heels of Southwest Airlines' release of 2009 Q1 figures. Still ahead, high school students practice crash site investigation at Embry-Riddle. Pet Airways set to take off this summer. And four baby pythons escape container and cargo hold during flight. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. One reason that they can say that is because of Clarity Aloft's flexible boom arm. This featherweight band is the same one sported by stage musicians and performers the world over. Balance and comfort are the result of its elegantly simple design. The mic boom is easily repositioned for eating and drinking during flight without disturbing your earpieces. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, April 21st. I'm Phyllis Kay. The students from the Aerospace Science Leadership Academy at Arizona's Prescott High School were given a hands-on opportunity to learn about on-site accident investigation last week at Embry-Riddle's nearby Prescott campus. The student's teacher, Colonel Denny Peebles, said, quote, "This is a unique experience for these students. Embry-Riddle is the only university in the country with a crash lab like this. No other students in the state or the country have this only 10 minutes from their campus." At the crash lab, the Prescott High students were invited to conduct investigations of full-scale, accurate mock-ups of real crashes at a one-of-a-kind crash lab with the guidance of Embry-Riddle students. Master student Eric Score told the Arizona Republic that he gave them a, quote, "short course in accident investigation, basic ground school." Peebles said the investigations were presented realistically, starting out with very little information, forcing the students to take a hard look at the clues presented. Then, little by little, more information was revealed, such as details about the pilot, the route of flight, and weather conditions. Beginning in July, pet owners will have another option when it comes to flying with their pets. Newcomer Pet Airways is slated to begin service to New York, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Denver, and Los Angeles, with plans to expand service to other cities before the year is out, but for pets only. Alyssa Binder, founder and executive vice president of Pet Airways, said, quote, "For us, it's all about the safety and the comfort of the pets." Binder and her husband were inspired to begin the unusual service after shipping their Jack Russell Terrier from the San Francisco area to South Florida. Operated by Suburban Airlines, the airline plans to use 19-seat Beech 1900s, but without the seats. The plane's interiors will be climate-controlled and well-lit, a far cry from the accommodations offered to pets transported in airliner cargo holds. The company is currently advertising lower introductory fares, but tickets are expected to run about $250 each way, depending on pet size and needs. Qantas Airways canceled a Melbourne to Sydney flight last week when they could not find four small baby pythons that had escaped from their shipping container in the cargo hold. Originating in Alice Springs, the flight carried 12 six-inch pythons in a container described as, quote, "suitable for the purpose." Qantas staff said the container was intact when the flight departed, but was short four snakes when it reached Melbourne 2.5 hours later. Qantas workers searched both the cargo hold of the Boeing 737-800 and all of the passengers' checked bags, but found no baby snakes. The Digital Journal reports the scheduled departure to Sydney was canceled, the passengers were put on a later flight, and the airliner was removed from service for fumigation. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Avidyne's Tom Harper about Integra Release 9 and what unique features it brings to a competitive avionics marketplace. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Phyllis Kay, wishing you calm winds. Thanks for listening.